Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It is. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And class, Kyle's with us. Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. So the question really is, after spending some time down under and vacationing, you know, lying flat for a while, how are you? And when I say down under, I'm talking about anesthesia.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm doing great, actually. I'm doing like three times at least better than I did when I had my knee, the same knee replaced before about 5 years ago. I'm up, I'm walking, I'm doing things. I'm kind of pushing it a little too hard sometimes, and then I pay for it the next day. But, you know, that's part of getting healed up and getting it all figured out and getting back up to where I got a lot to get done. So, you know, it's a matter of dealing with pain, and we have to deal with pain all the time. It's just a matter of mindset as to how hard you want to push it, you know. Mm-hmm. Sorry about the crows in the background. It's either the crows or the roosters in the background. Sorry about that. But unfortunately, it's either the roosters or a fan thing that I've got hooked up. I opted for the roosters this morning. It'll add an ambiance.
I was talking to customer service one day, and a lot of the customer service is in the Philippines. So American named companies have customer, we've offshored our customer service, and they're delightful people. They really are. And I was chatting with this one gal who was helping me. I'm like with a telephone, you know, CenturyLink kind of thing, or Sam's Club. And I could hear the rooster off in the background, just as we can right now. And I said, "Is that a rooster?" And she said, "Yeah, it's my neighbor's rooster." And I said, "Are you working from home?" She said, "Yeah." So, you know, they must be packed in pretty tightly, because she's working from her home and it's her neighbor's rooster that I could hear, like, right in the same room. So, you know, this is the way life is. And
yeah,
we're going to see more and more of this. Our roosters, we have two of them. Actually, they're called roasters.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, our roasters are make noise starting before daylight, and they continue throughout the rest of the day until they put themselves to bed, or at least until Terrible, which is our dog, our adopted dog, she adopted us as well, puts them to bed, and she knows when they should go into their chicken house, and she kind of walks them in there, and then I close the door. She doesn't know to close the door and latch it yet, but that's coming. So, Kyle, I've been working on the book, and the book is called, so far the title is 5 Minute University. The website is 5MinuteUniversity.com, and we have 67 lessons today that we can go through, and these lessons are in the chapter titled Using the Family Car. So this is lessons 266 through 333, 67 lessons using the family car. Now, that's different from the chapter on automobile maintenance, which is different from the chapter on automobile repairs. So this is a light lesson on using the family cars. These are some of my thoughts, and I'd love to hear your comments regarding using the family car. But I haven't read this yet, and I thought, I wrote this morning, and I thought maybe I should read the introduction to the book. And it's kind of short. And so here's the introduction. As with all the other things that I've never done before, I've never written a book. This book is a compilation of some of the things that I've learned both formally and on my own. As my grandfather said to my father, "Half, I'm going to tell you. The rest, you got to know. The 5-minute university will teach you half. The rest, you got to know. The bruises that I have are a result of learning a better way of doing things, a faster way, a more efficient way, and a smarter way." Throughout this adventure, you may have hundreds, if not thousands of, "I never thought of that" moments. You're not alone. You'll not only be thinking outside the box, you'll be throwing the box away. The lessons in this book are designed to teach you in 5 minutes or less things that will make your life better. But these are the lessons that are not taught in the public school systems. As you read this book, you will find you'll be filing concepts away in your mind for later use. You'll notice that the lessons in each chapter are in random order. And that's because each lesson is a standalone concept. Starting your home-based business is a theme that runs throughout many of the lessons in the 5-Minute University. The lessons will teach you how you can deduct from your taxes many of the things that you normally buy, including your shirts, pants, belt, even soap. Be prepared to start grinning as you begin a wonderful adventure in learning and doing. You are in charge of you. Kyle, any comments about the introduction?
Yeah, that's excellent, Vince. You know, I used to tell my kids all the time, when, especially the boys, because I was out there usually working on cars with the boys, and every once in a while, you know, we'd do something and one of them would get a little hurt or cut or something along those lines, you know, and it just occurred to me one day, and as I was teaching them some stuff, and I said, you know, pain makes it stick, doesn't it? You know, when you learn a lesson, pain makes it stick, you know? And so anyway, I've learned, you and I both have learned, so, you know, my daughter one time, my oldest daughter said, you know, the one thing I remember about Dad all the time is that there was usually some kind of a cut or a scab or something on his hands, all the time. And those are using hands. And the same thing is true with my wife's hands. You know, she is a great lady and she's working in the garden and her hands do not look like, you know, going to church, quote unquote, type hands. You know what I mean? Where these ladies sit around and do nothing but, you know, paint their nails and stuff. And hers are using hands and mine are too, you know, because that's how we've used them. And lessons that you learn in life, the ones that really will stand in your mind and make you rethink things and think things over again and again in your head, usually come with some amount of pain.
I was thinking about, you know, as you were mentioning that, I was thinking about Kim Kardashian. And the heaviest thing she probably lifts is eyeliner, you know? So she probably doesn't have the bruises, you know, that the rest of us have. And by the way, as a tangent, I saw an image of her without the war paint. My gosh, does she look plain and irregular. No kidding. I don't think she looks that great when, you know, after hours and hours of war paint supplied, you know, by the technical people. But gosh, when without the war paint, it's pretty rough. Sorry,
yeah,
Ken,
you know,
it's just the truth.
No, you're right on, Vince. I believe a lot of this stuff is our entire existence that we have been manipulated and brought up in. As I talk about it all the time too, and when I was raising the kids, you know, I said, you have to be able to realize that, you're brought up, you've been raised, in the, speaking of this entirety of this country, we've been raised in a septic tank and all we know is floaters. And the fact is that we don't recognize them as that is to our own detriment and to our own demise. I was thinking about something this morning, if you don't mind a real quick tangent here, Vince. Vince, I was listening to the news, and, you know, as before the show started here, and the stock market's up, you know, 147 points, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I thought to myself, I remembered that movie. There was a movie where I think it was Tom Cruise was playing a JAG officer, and he was asking questions of this general, and he said, you know, I want the truth. And the general said, you can't handle the truth. And I got to think, that come back to me as I sit here listening to the news. You know, if they would leave the stock market alone and stop manipulating the facade so much, people would totally lose it because they know that the herd can't handle the truth, not all at once. So they'll let it drop 600, 700, 800, 900, 1100 points. Then all of a sudden they'll give you a day where it's 140 or 100, maybe even end up 200 points higher. And the way they say it is to manipulate people. If you listen to the way they say it, the stock market was up 190 points. You know, like that was and unemployment was down, you know, from it was down expected to be 210,000 and it's only 208. You know, you know, people have to learn to sit back and think and, you know, and just stop being manipulated and start recognizing that the things that are in your book and the things that we share to try to get ready for what's coming, the worst case scenario you will have by listening to what Vince has to say in the book and what we share in this program, all of the instructors share, your worst case scenario is you will be better prepared for normal life. That's the worst case scenario. The best case is it might save your life. Anyway, that's great. My little.
You're right on. And you know, I wrote the Kyle. I wrote the word. It's a brand new word. It's never been used before. Kyle-isms. Kyle-isms. And one of the Kyle-isms class, you heard him say it. The pain makes the lesson stick. I kind of paraphrase that, but the pain makes the lesson stick. That's a Kyle-ism. And another one is, we reside in a septic tank and all we know is floaters. It's another Kyle-ism. Paraphrase. All right, when we come back, we'll start with lesson 266 and we'll continue on to 67 lessons ending in 333 today. And it is using the family car.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, so class, just a very simple tangent. You know, I've got a copy of today's lesson in front of me. I printed a couple pages. Oh, this is just the contents of the book. The contents is two columns, 12 point, and they're just the list of the items in the lessons in sections and chapters in the book, probably going to be 10, maybe even 20 pages long, just the contents. So we're going to do 67 lessons today. And one of the lessons in the book, it's not in today's class, but one of the lessons is I wanted to print a couple pages of the book for today's class. And the toner cartridge on the laser printer was so light I couldn't read it. So before breakfast, I reconditioned, rehabilitated, rebuilt the toner cartridge by adding toner powder to the toner cartridge. That's a lesson in the book. You can do that. And you can drive down the cost of printing the ink on the page to less than 1 cent per page. So that's just a lesson in the book. And what I'm trying to say is, I'm not trying to tell you to buy the book. It's not even available for sale. But what I'm telling you is, you can rebuild your toner cartridges for your laser printer by buying toner powder. So I just wanted to tell you, and that's in the book too. All right, so chapter 15, using the family car. Lesson number 266. Kyle, so if stop me at any point, okay, and we can flesh out these lessons.
Sure.
Who drives the car? who drives the family car. Now, why is that important? Well, insurance agents, automobile insurance agents, will not tell you this. They absolutely will not tell you. Because I've asked them. Why don't y'all tell us? Well, let's say you have three cars in your family. And you have one that's a really nice new car. The most expensive valued car in the family. Then you have one that's kind of a medium value. And then you have one that's not so great. Well, your son or daughter likes to drive the expensive one. So when you call your insurance agent and you add cars onto your insurance policy, the insurance agent will say, okay, so who's driving the expensive car? You go, well, my daughter is. Okay. And how old is she? Yeah, she's 17. Okay. And who's driving the medium car? Well, I am. Okay. Got you down. So you're a middle-aged guy. Doesn't look like you've had too many accidents. That's great. And who's driving the beater car? And, of course, the agent would never refer to it that way. But I'm doing that for mental image purposes in class today because we're on the radio. My wife drives that one. Okay. That is going to cost you more in total insurance premium than if you said, well, my daughter, who's 17, just started driving. We've got her on the beater car. And the person with the best driving record is on the most expensive car, and I'm on the middle car. What I'm saying is they will rate the potential for damage to the vehicle based on who the principal driver of that vehicle is. And the most expensive person to insure on a vehicle is the youngest person or the person with the worst driving record. Now, if the youngest person doesn't have much experience, I can tell you that I don't know a single, Kyle, you may, but I don't know a single 17-year-old who has driven a vehicle who hasn't crashed it, except for my family. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I've raised five of them. Mm-hmm. They haven't crashed it, but I ain't saying they have accidents, but they were the ones. They're always somebody else's fault, and the other people got ticketed. But I agree with you, Vince. I've known that. You know, actually, Vince, way back many, many years ago, I had decided I was going to be an insurance agent because I saw that one of the ones that I knew were all doing really well. And so I went and was studying to take the test. And so I passed the test, and I went ahead and started down that road. And one of the things that one of the older insurance agents told me, and he said, you really won't find this in your study materials, and you didn't. But that exactly what you just said, the highest insurance rate is on the young kids, and if you pack that young kid,
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack will testify before the Senate Agriculture Committee starting this hour for more on the baby formula shortage investigation. President Trump confirmed in a statement Wednesday that he still intends to speak at an annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, which is set to take place in Houston later this week. Singer of American Pie, Don McLean, was scheduled to perform at the NRA event. He pulled out after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. The NRA's annual convention will take place from May 27th through the 29th. Texas Governor Greg Abbott Wednesday on the Uvalde shooter and his social media postings.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The unmanned Boeing Starliner space capsule landed in the New Mexico desert Wednesday, completing a six-day mission with a trio of parachutes and airbags that cushioned the landing. The landing was the last step of a crucial test for Boeing and NASA, which required the aerospace company to prove it could safely fly the vehicle to the station and back autonomously before allowing it to fly astronauts. A Boeing spokesperson said on the live broadcast that the landing was a bullseye landing. Should be noted, in reality, it was 0.3 miles off its intended target. As the nation mourns for Uvalde, Texas, how do we prevent another such event? Former FBI Special Agent Jonathan Gilliam on Fox News Thursday morning.
This could have been prevented on so many different levels. I think social media, which is so good at scrubbing things that they think are socially unacceptable, completely missed the mark on this one. We have law enforcement that was placed, a safety officer that was at the school that was unable to stop the shooter. And then when law enforcement got there, it took 40 minutes to enter into that room. And I think that's probably because of the tactics that are being used are old tactics. When someone comes into a room and they're shooting young people like this or anybody in a mass shooting scenario, you're supposed to rush to that and engage that shooter as quickly as you can to eliminate that threat.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, I just heard the news the way y'all did. And I just want to tell you, had the Texas school shooting, had they listened to what I said over 10 years ago, there would only be one person dead at that Texas school massacre. And that would be the shooter. And the reason is, all you have to do is use your existing sheriffs in your county to train the teachers, the maintenance people, the custodians, the teachers, the secretary, the principal, the gym teachers, the history teachers, the staff that's the cafeteria workers who already have concealed carry permits, who've already been inspected and detected and approved by the local sheriffs. Train them in the use of deadly force with a handgun and allow those individuals to carry armed, concealed, in the school system. And you post signs at the entrance, at the driveway entrance, that says, if you bring a gun on this property, you will be shot. Simple as that. And the moment that a shooter comes into the school, comes through the front door, a side door, or through the window, walks through the hall with a rifle, pistol, shotgun, or revolver, deadly force would be deployed by those who are already employed by the school system. No new security guards, none of that's necessary. All you need is teachers, staff, faculty, armed, concealed, with the authority to shoot and use deadly force if necessary when there is a shooter on the property. It's as simple as that. It doesn't need to be, we don't need to have multi-million dollar studies to figure this out. This is really simple. Really simple. And once a few of those shooters make the news, you know, a young guy carrying a 12-gauge pump shotgun into the school, brandishing it, got shot dead on the floor in the hallway, a couple of those, it'll slow down real fast. Kyle, any quick comments before we continue?
Sure, I agree completely. Vince said the same thing, you know, many, many, many years ago. I thought about it. You know, too, Vince, the reality of deterrent is so much more powerful than what people want to give it credit for. I've said for a long time that I got on a program one time, Vince, that was actually a local program here, and they had this guy on there who was head of corrections, and he was head of their mental health, and talking about all these programs that they had for the inmates. And many years ago, I was a security guard, Department of Corrections guy in a maximum security prison. And I'll tell you, all of that wishy-washy, mansy-pansy psychological stuff, by and large, does not work. We had 94, depending on which study you use, 92 to 90, I'll just spread it out a little, 92 to 95% of the people that were in there were going to be in there again. So you had a 4 to 5% of people that actually went through the prison system that were ever rehabilitated. And I come to the conclusion that it's the same thing with dealing in these school shootings and everything else. The way I would do this, Vince, is if somebody commits murder, they have one appeal. Once they're convicted and they lose that appeal, they're executed within 24 hours. I mean, no ifs, ands, buts, no other appeal. If a person rapes and kidnaps and somebody like that, same exact thing. If you have drug dealers and you go through three times where you get the drug dealer, they're caught the third time for dealing drugs, they're executed on the one appeal after the third conviction. You get one appeal. If not, you're executed after 24 hours. You do that, you'll change this system around immediately. But you can't build enough prisons, Vince, to do what all of these liberals really want to do with the handling the criminal element in our country. It just can't be done. So anyway, that's my little tirade.
Yeah, as you're saying this, I was thinking, so who should do the execution? And I was thinking that if we have drug dealers and they have, through the course of their drug dealing practices, have gotten people killed, and they're convicted of murder, then who should execute them? And I'm thinking it should be drug dealers that should be armed with one cartridge in a firing squad, Each one gets one cartridge, and above them, you know, they're ordered, okay, you will be the executioners. You will be executing your fellow drug dealers. And the guy against the wall gets shot, and there are probably multiple guys on towers in the yard with machine guns. And the only people who are going to be in the yard are going to be the executioners. We're going to be told exactly where to stand. It'll be all delineated, and they will fire and shoot dead the one who has been convicted. One shot. And if they turn the guns anywhere else, they all get machine gunned. Everybody. What do you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think that would pass?
I guarantee you that'd work. You know, it turned this thing around, you know, because we're this country in reality. And I've said this before, the truth of the matter is, if you want to carry this out in your mind, they keep talking about security, right? We want security. We want safety for the children, and all of these guns are bad and all this stuff. There is no way to create total security without total control. And I'm not willing to give up my freedom for total control, for total security. And that's exactly the, if you play this out in their mind, it only ends one way. They have to absolutely control you from the time you get up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night, and all through the night too, for that matter. They have to control you 24 hours a day in order for everybody to live in perfect safety.
The problem with that is that I'm not willing to give up my liberty and freedom because of other people's misdeeds. I'm not willing to do it. Yeah, Kyle. So back to the insurance on the vehicles. So what you learned is that the most expensive person to insure is the youngest, typically.
Of course. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And class, if you think about it, who has the most accidents? Well, that would be the youngest person. Okay. New drivers, seriously, other than Kyle, I've asked our son, I said to him last night, of all the people you know who got their license around 17 years old, have any of them not had a crash? He said, other than me. I said, yeah, other than you. He said, no one. They've all crashed. So that is one of the themes in today's lesson, using the family car. So lesson 266 is checking the oil. So using the family car, to me, doesn't mean just popping in the car and going. There are responsibilities. So who checks the oil? Who checks the oil in the car? Is that dad's job? Is that mom's job? You know, I'm thinking, let's say you have a family of four. Whose job is it to check the oil? Or does nobody check the oil and you rely on that idiot light, let me say it a different way, idiot light on the dash that says low oil? Whose job is it to check the oil? Kyle, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I love the way you restate it, Vince. That makes it a little clearer, you know. People don't realize that idiot light means that in most cars, that idiot light does not show up until there is less than 3 pounds of pressure of PSI pushing your oil through there. And by then, you've already done damage to the car. So I get it. Yep. It's everybody's job. And all of my kids, I had them actually not just how to change a tire, but I had even my daughters and stuff. They've been underneath there with me, and I've had them do it. Just happened just this last summer. My youngest daughter needed brakes on her Honda Pilot. And I said, all right, hon, when can we do it? And so that she said, okay, well, yeah, I can do it, blah, 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 what time, you know. And so I showed up there with the tools, because she doesn't have everything where she lives. And so I showed up with the tools, and she's right out there with me, jacking it up, taking the tire off, busting the caliper loose, so that they know what to do. You know, and I want her to know, because one thing's for certain, Vince, ain't none of us going to get out of this alive, this thing they call life. And so I want to be able to pass on as much as I can to them while I can.
So Yeah, and lesson, we can skip right down the list to lesson 310. We were talking about lesson 267. We'll go right to 310, and that is changing a tire, dash, prove it. Changing a tire, dash, prove it. And it's exactly what Kyle just said. So when you have a young person that's driving the family car, and a lot of this has to do with the young people driving the car, you can say, if you have a flat, do you know how to change a tire? Sure, Dad, I know how to change a tire. Nope, of course. I know how to do it. My next sentence is, great, prove it. You know, not in a mean way. And what I found out was, and I did this over, well, shoot, in the 90s. One of our children was driving. And I asked her, so, well, here's what I said. You can drive the family car. By the way, you're not getting a new car. You know, like all your friends, got new cars, shiny cars, nice-looking cars. You're not getting one. if you agree to the terms and conditions in this contract, which is another lesson in this chapter, the contract, you may drive the family car, but there's certain things you have to do, and they pertain to maintenance. So as far as the changing the tire, let's do it right now. Show me. Prove it. So first thing, she, you know, got the tire changing, the tire iron, and she put it on the lug nuts. And guess what? Nothing happened. She couldn't get the lug nuts off. As hard as she tried, she didn't have enough strength to pull on that tire changing iron to loosen the lug nuts. So that's where the lesson comes in. So she could do it, except she couldn't do it, right? Well, here's part of the lesson. When you're changing a tire, if you can't get the lug nut off, first you know, have to chalk the wheels, first set the parking brake, put it in park if it's an automatic, you know, make sure it doesn't roll, jump off the jack. What you do is, instead of pulling on that tire iron, you make sure it's seated fully on the nut, the lug nut, and you step on it. You might have to turn the direction of the tire iron, but instead of pulling, you step on it. And you have enough weight, if you weigh 100 pounds or more, you're going to be able to step on it and loosen the lug nuts. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, is this are these kind of lessons that you you like or don't like? I'd love to hear your comments. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Okay, so we're talking about lesson 267 is checking the oil. Class, just for a little more fleshing out, a lot of vehicles today have an oil level sensor, but they break. They literally fail. And so you may not get an accurate indication from that message on your dash as to the correct level of your oil in your engine. Now, whether this, if the sensor says it's okay and it's low, you can overheat your engine depending on how low, or even damage your engine. I'm not trusting the sensors. I use the dipstick. Now, a lot of vehicles don't have dipsticks anymore, but they have a dipstick tube generally, and you can buy a dipstick on the internet to put in that dipstick tube. So in Mercedes has a dipstick handle, you know, that little part you grab with your fingers and you pull it out as if there's a dipstick there. But it's missing the dipstick. It's the handle, but no dipstick. So they use the handle to plug up the hole in the dipstick tube, but there's no dipstick. I'm not kidding. So what I've done is I've purchased the correct dipstick for vehicles that don't have dipsticks. And the same is true with transmission dipsticks. A lot of vehicles don't have them. They're sealed for life. What that means is, that doesn't mean they're going to last forever. That means they're sealed until they break, which is, you know, a little over 150,000 miles or 150,000 miles, something like that. So in terms of checking the oil, whose responsibility is it? Kyle said it absolutely right. It's everybody's responsibility. Everybody checks the oil. And you do it with a clean paper towel. You don't want to put grit on the dipstick and contaminate the oil and destroy your engine. So everybody needs to know how to do it. And you do it with car level and after it's sat for at least 20 minutes so that the oil that's hot can drip down, preferably overnight. But the vehicle has to be level and it has to sit. That's what you have to do to check the oil. Kyle, any comments?
You're absolutely right. Can I jump to the tire-changing thing here real quick,
yeah,
Vince, just
sure,
for a second?
Sure,
so
sure.
This is going to sound like I'm not going anywhere, folks, but I am actually going somewhere with this. So electricians use three types of pipe mainly. One is called thin wall, which is EMT, EMT. The other one is called, one of them is called rigid, which is a real thick-walled, heavy-duty pipe that's pretty much used in explosion-proof settings. The other one is called IMT, intermediate metal, or IMC, I'm sorry, intermediate metal conduit, IMC. Now, that's right in between the rigid and the thin wall. So what I used to do when my daughters were driving and learning how to change a tire and that kind of thing, sometimes they could not get the lug nuts loose either. And rather than have them step on it, which is, you know, works, but I always made sure that they had a four-way lug wrench. And this looks like a big cross, except they're all equal. And make sure that one of those on the four-way lug wrench fits the lug nuts on the particular tire, because not all of them will fit every single car. And then I would buy about a 3-foot piece of IMC. I'd actually get a 10-footer and cut it off. And that would be big enough to fit over one of the two ends of the that were sticking out, so that they could put the one of the four on the lug nut, and then you'd got two that are parallel to the tire. So one of them would be able to stick this piece of IMC over the end of that four-way lug wrench and give them some leverage, and they would always be able, I've never had them not be able to do it, where you couldn't break it loose with a little bit of leverage. And I usually settled on about 3 feet, and it doesn't take up any room. It's not real super heavy, and it's plenty strong enough to be able to break that loose. So that's what I did. I really opt for four-way lug wrenches, and I have one in every vehicle that I own. So anyway. That's the throw in a little bit on the tire changing thing.
Yeah, really good point. I address it a little bit differently in lesson number 331. It's called the breaker bar. So in each one of our vehicles, we have a breaker bar. And you can get these at the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight Tools. And they have a 25.5-inch breaker bar. It's like a ratchet, except it doesn't ratchet. It's a long bar that has... And there are several sizes. There's the 3/8 inch drive, there's the 1/2 inch drive, and there's the 3/4 drive. So the 1/2 inch drive is what we use. That's the one to get. It's 25.5 inches long. It's about $20. And it is real heavy. It's polished. It's chrome vanadium. And we put a socket on there, the right socket to loosen the lug nuts. Now, where do we keep that? You can keep it in the trunk if you want, but it's a better place. Right to the left side of the driver's seat, because you can use that breaker bar for lots of things, including tuning up attackers. It is the perfect length to tune somebody up. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.